Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is April 18th, 2016. I'm Marcos Gazan and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 110 of the Follow English podcast, and today I'm going to be speaking about idioms again. I'm going to be speaking about idioms with the word business. So before I get started, I would like to discuss the meaning of business. So the meaning business can have several different meanings. One of them is the activity of making, buying, selling, or supplying goods or services for money. That definition I'm getting from Oxford Advanced Learner's Dictionary. A second meaning would be work that is part of your job. A third meaning would be the amount of work done by a company. And then meaning number four would be a commercial organization such as a company, shop, store, or factory. And then I have meaning number five, which is more directly related to some of the idioms I'm going to talk about. One of the meaning is something that concerns a particular person or organization. And then meaning number six is important matters that need to be dealt with or discussed. So there is one of the idioms has a direct connection with this meaning. And finally, we also have the seventh meaning, which is a matter or an event or a situation. So the idioms I'm going to read and discuss the meaning. One of them is get down to business. What's the meaning here? When we say, okay, let's get down to business, it means to begin talking about or dealing with the questions or points that one is supposed to be discussing. So if you have a meeting about a specific matter, and then at the beginning of the meeting you have some small talk and people talking about their about life in general, about the weather, about their families and stuff. And then suddenly one person could come up and say, okay, let's get down to business, meaning let's start discussing or dealing with the questions or points that we're supposed to be dealing with. Another interesting idiom that I find is to be back in business. So if you think about a company or even a person who is not working, or after a period of inactivity, you could use this. So when the person is back again doing what she or he used to do, or if a company is back again selling or providing the service it used to provide, then this person or company is back in business. So one example would be someone who was on vacation, for instance, or out of business for some other reason, could say, okay, next week or next Monday, I'll be back in business. Meaning, we'll be back doing the things that this person used to be or used to do. Another example of idiom with the word business would be to mind one's business or to mind one's own business. This means to carry on one's own affairs and not to become concerned with those of other people. One example here, I'm reading from the Longman Dictionary of English Idioms, is we're no different in this building than anywhere else in the city. We mind our own business. Or why don't you mind your own business? Meaning, why don't you worry about the things that you are supposed to be concerned with and not with something that you shouldn't be interfering with. So to mind one's own business. And finally, the fourth idiom with the word business for today's podcast episode is to be none of someone's business. This means when you are referring to a topic that should be no concern of someone else's, you know, of someone else. For example, may I ask how old you are, miss? And then this woman goes and answers, my age is none of your business. So meaning, I don't want you to know how old I am. So that's none of your business. None, to be none of someone's business. So that's none of your business. So this is it for today. I hope you're all learning something. I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can send emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you have any suggestions or if you have any comments. I would also remind you that you can subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or Podomatic or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. And, well, I'll see you next time. Bye!